It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, and we're going to begin reading today with verse 45. And so please that you would open your Bibles to John chapter 8, verse 45. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone here is 217-847-2717. If you would like to send us an email, you'll find us at parkviewbible@gmail.com. And if you'd like to visit our website, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope now that was enough time for you to open your Bibles to John chapter 8. And we're going to begin reading with verse 45. And I hope that you enjoy this study. It's a wonderful, wonderful study. John chapter 8, verse 45. "And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? And he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan, and hast a devil? And Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me. And I speak not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead, whom makest thou thyself? And Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? And Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by." Please, let's begin with a word of prayer after reading God's precious word. Thank you, dear Father, for the day. Thank you for your word. I just ask that you'll guide and lead us today. Just show us your precious will. Bring those that do not know you as their Savior to your saving knowledge today. We pray for the Holy Spirit that he will come and convict the hearts and show them that they must be born again. And then, Father, as they show them they must be born again, that also then they receive that free gift of salvation and ask Jesus to come into our hearts and save them. Please, dear Lord, that be the case today, and that no one that's listening will not be saved and begin to serve you and praise you. And Father, as we've read this lesson, we know that that's what this is all about, is coming to know you as their Savior. So please today, salvation, come into the heart of the lost, and then grow us, dear Lord, that are saved. We love your word. We love studying your word, and continue to grow us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, a wonderful study. And yet a sad study, because this is the condition of the world today as we are in the church age of the Laodicean church. We know that many And sad to say, most preachers and churches today have left the Word of God. And as we look at these verses of Scripture, we find it starts in verse 45. We could even back up just a little bit to 42, just to read it, and then we'll get started with verse 45. Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil. The lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." And now to verse 45. "Because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not." Two different sides. Sides of good and evil. Sides of lies and truths. The world side. The devil's side. God made it very clear, the Lord Jesus made it very clear in those verses that we've just read from verse 42 down through 44, that if you do not know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, there, God, the Jehovah, the maker and creator of all we know, you don't know him. You may be praying for him and to him for years, but you don't know him. Because the only way you can know God the Father is to come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the only way. And if you do not know him as your Savior, you cannot know God the Father, so your God is the devil. Now, that's just what that said in those last verses, and that's what we had last time. The different side, the good side, the only side to be on. The devil's a liar. He cannot speak the truth. There is no truth in him. You know, sometimes we question folks we do business with. Sometimes we make connections with folks that you know that it's a lie, and yet they tell it like the truth. And each time that that lie is told, it has changed just a little bit. We're very accustomed to that today, I'm afraid, with our legislators. It seems that truth is something they have a very difficult time in saying. They would rather stretch the truth, and if you stretch the truth, it's a lie. We need to understand that we need godly men in leadership. Leadership of this land, leadership of our communities, leadership in our schools, leadership in our churches. And it starts there. It actually starts in leadership, godly leadership in the families. Because your church is never going to be any stronger than the family. And if the family is a born-again, saved father, leader of that home, and leads his family, and then in turn comes to church and is a leader there, in the community, maybe to the, all the way to the state level, maybe the county, the state level, or on to help with the leadership of our federal government. But it must come. It has to come. It's the only ones that have wisdom. Scripture is very clear here. Your God is either the devil or Jehovah, the true God. There is only one true God. These sides here, one's a liar, one tells the truth. Most folks are more than willing to believe a lie. They believe it in an instant, and they pass that lie on to somebody else and somebody else and somebody else. But when a truth is stated, that individual is condemned and criticized. When I say the only way to have this land serve and be blessed by the Lord is if we're born again, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only way. No other ways, no other or religions can do it. It has to be through the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the only way that it can come. And so please, as we look at these verses of Scripture, understand that your natural man listens to a lie, will accept that. But when the truth comes out, you question that. Many preachers preach lies. They get paid for it. But a preacher that preaches the truth, most of them are starved to death because the world does not like the truth. It's that simple. True preachers of the gospel, of the Word of God, know that the world in general, mankind in general, does not want the truth. Let's move to John chapter 15, verse 20. John chapter 15, the 20th verse. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Now, we need to understand with that verse of Scripture, they crucified the Lord Jesus. They beat the Lord Jesus. They called the Lord Jesus a liar and a devil. They will do the same to us if we're standing for the truth. You're going to find and be a joy to find those folks that want the truth. You'll find those to be true born-again believers. But folks that do not want the truth, they'll condemn, they'll criticize, they'll call you a racist, they'll call you everything. Because they hate the truth, and the truth hurts them. And when they get hurt, they strike back. The devil is full of lies. That's all that he has. That's all that he knows. And I want to see, do you love these words here in John 14:6? John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Do you love those words? Or do you have, you know, don't care or hate those words? If you love those words, you know Jesus. If you hate those words or just have no really feeling at all, you are not a child of God. You need to trust in Jesus Christ, and you need to love those words. And you will love those words if you know Jesus as your Savior. Let's look to John chapter 17, verse 17. 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Do you love the word of God? Do you enjoy the word of God? Because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Why is it that you don't want to believe the truth, that Jesus is the only way, and you must be born again? Why do you refuse to believe that? And most of the day in today's society refuse to believe that. Verse 46, which of you convince me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? Now that's quite a question there, because when that question come, he said, name a sin. You can't. I'm sinless. I have never sinned. Jesus is the only perfect man. Adam started that way, Adam and Eve, but when they chose to be disobedient, sin came in, and sin has been through every generation. Every man, woman, and child that's ever lived was born in sin since that day. Jesus is the only man who was born, lived, and died perfect. You find a sin. They couldn't. They couldn't condemn him. They couldn't criticize him because he was sinless. And so if you can prove no sin in me, that in itself should direct you to trust me, believe in me. But you won't. But you won't. The next question answers why they won't. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore heareth them not, because ye are not of God. We're of the time of the whosoever. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's simple. So why isn't everyone saved if it's so simple? It's because you must believe. You must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You must trust in Him. You must call upon Him. The reason that you can't hear Him, the reason that you're not listening today, is because you're not saved. You're not born again. The enemies of Jesus could not accuse Him of one sin, because He had never committed sin. Therefore, His statement is that there is no legitimate reason for you refusing to hear. There's no reason why you won't believe, except you choose not to. If you are not of God, if you're not born again, then you're not of God, you're of the devil. So if you don't believe that you need to be born again, if you don't believe that you need to have that personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, then your father is the devil, not God. How often have you been to church, and how often have you gotten down on your knees and prayed to God? God is not hearing you. You don't know Him. Do you love His Word? Do you love studying His Word? Do you love going to Bible studies and to church and listen to the Word of God? Do you love to sit down at night and open your Bible and read it and study it? If it's just something that you just can't quite get around to doing, you don't really care, it doesn't make any sense, you don't know the Lord Jesus. You must know the Lord Jesus Christ. Born-again believers take pleasure in hearing and studying and learning the Word of God. These folks did not receive the Word because they were not born again, nor were they spiritual children of Abraham, even though they were Jews. You see, that's what they were claiming, were of our father Abraham. Well, they may be in physically of the father of Abraham, but not spiritually. And we need to be saved spiritually. True born-again people, persons, know the Savior's voice, and they recognize it. Now, we're going to back up first and read in John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Do you love the Word of God? Do you love hearing the Word of God? Do you desire to hear the Word of God? Do you love to come in fellowship with believers in the Lord Jesus? Or would you rather go to some liberal church that doesn't preach the Word? Do you feel more comfortable there? Do you feel more comfortable when you come and they bring out the Christian rock music or, you know, well, I really don't care for those things myself, but I know the young people do. Well, you're sending the young people to hell when you do. Stand on the Word of God, stand on the truth, and if you know the Lord Jesus, if you know the Lord Jesus, then my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. So please, please listen to the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, true believers know the Savior's voice, recognize His words. We've got some other verses of Scripture to back that. So if you don't hear, if you don't love the Word of God, and, you know, today we've got a group of folks that just desire to come up with another interpretation, another version of the Bible, and they just keep changing it. You'll notice that I'm still using the King James, and I always will. those that desire to quote others, I don't know what they're searching for. They just need to look to the Word of God. Forget all those things. Go back to your old King James Bible. That's how I got saved. That's how my family got saved. Millions through the years have gotten saved. Why do we need to change it? Oh, it's not really current today. Well, the Word of God itself is not current today because the world hates the Word of God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, and then verse 27. Ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Now, verse 27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as he hath taught you, he shall abide in you. You see, when you're born again, when you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior, the Holy Spirit comes to live within you. Now, it says you don't have need of any man to teach you. The Holy Spirit will teach you the truth. You come to church, you come to Sunday school, you come to Bible studies, and you listen as those teach, and you fellowship over the Word of God, because the Holy Spirit will teach you the truth. And you'll know whether that teacher is teaching you the truth or a lie. And it's wonderful to come, and you'll find and have such a close connection with other believers because the same Holy Spirit lives in all the hearts of believers. If you have someone that's a troublemaker, it's probably because they do not know the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Because anyone that knows the Lord Jesus and desires to follow after the Word, the same teacher is teaching all of them. You, me, everybody. We have such a joy and such an exciting time studying the Word of God. We have such a wonderful fellowship. It's because when we come and we're saved, you get someone that's here that is either backslidden or lost. They don't have the fellowship. They don't have the fun. They don't have the joy in their heart because they either don't know the Lord Jesus or they're fighting against the will of God as that Holy Spirit is in their heart. I don't know which, but I know they're miserable, and they can also make the church miserable as well. You know, as we find now that if you know the Lord Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit in your heart, so you must be born again. The cross of Calvary, the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. He shed his blood for you. He rose again for you. He's at the right hand of the Father right now for you. However, if you don't start back at the cross and trust in that shed blood, in his death, burial, and resurrection, if you don't trust in that, believe in that, the intercession that is being made for all believers between the Father and the Son in heaven today is of no value to you because you are still on the path and on the way to hell because your father's the devil. So if you don't mind going to hell, you're going right where your father will spend eternity, and there is where you will be. And that is going to be a sad, sad day. And you say, well, all my friends will be there. I'll be fine. And maybe that's so, but you won't be fine. The Jews had an answer for this, as he says in verse 47, he that is of God heareth God's words. Yea, therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Well, this made him angry. And in verse 48, then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Well, that's nothing short of blasphemy. Calling Jesus a Samaritan is calling him a half-breed because they were intermarried. It's the same as calling him a heathen. And Jesus was a Jew, full Jew. And it wasn't bad enough that they called him a Samaritan, but the next they called him a devil. Now, all Samaritans could be saved if they choose to come by faith to Jesus. But to call him that, when he is the King of Kings, the King of the Jews, and yet they called him a Samaritan, of which they had nothing to do with. They would travel miles around so they didn't have to meet face to face with a Samaritan. That's what they called him. Here's the man that's preaching the truth. So expect, preacher, if you stand for the truth, you may stand alone most of your life. But stand for the Word of God and don't bend and don't move. You may have a large group around you, but probably not. You'll probably just have a very small group as they come. We are enjoying and watching folks as they hear the Word of God many times over the radio, realizing that I'm tired of not getting the truth. I'm coming to where the truth is preached. Now, there are many churches that preach the truth. We are just one of them. You're welcome to come to hear the Word of God. If you don't want the truth, if you don't want the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, if you don't want that, then don't come. But I hope you trust in Jesus today and change your mind. I hope you desire to hear and have the Word of God. If that wasn't enough to be called a Samaritan, he called, he said, you've got a devil. You're demon-possessed. You're demon-possessed. Back in John chapter 7, verse 20. John 7:20, we have a very similar statement. The people answered and said, thou art a devil, who goest about to kill thee. Thou hast a devil. They were saying that you are a wild man. You're crazy. You're demon-possessed. Your power comes from the devil, not from God. Let's look at Matthew chapter 12. Verse 31. Matthew 12, verse 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, shall not be given unto men. Whosoever speaketh the word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. The Holy Spirit was convicting the hearts of these Jews. And instead of recognizing that it was God calling them to salvation, to be saved, they turned to their father, the devil. And they even named their father as being a possessor and a driver of the Lord Jesus. They even say that's the reason, because you see, they were so religious. They thought they were of God. They were of Abraham. And the Lord Jesus very clearly tells them that you are not, because you do not know me. You should know me. What a statement. And Jesus answered and said here, I have not a devil. I honor my Father, and ye dishonor me. I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judge. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. And that just opens up again another question that these Jews have, because you see, instead of listening and growing and knowing this to be the truth, they denied it and questioned it. Is that where you're at? I just don't know if this is the truth. There are so many versions out there, and so many people have so many different thoughts on it. I just don't know. Well, I do know, because I have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. I am born again. And I know the Word of God is true from cover to cover. I love it. I enjoy it. I study it. I teach it. I hope that you know Jesus as your Savior. Today, turn away from the devil and surrender your heart to Jesus. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and ye shall be saved. As I always ask, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?